If the federal government is operating in the information age, then its main currency is data. Agencies and Congress have been doing a lot to make sure federal data is accessible and transparent. For agencies, data is vital to improving performance. Hudson Hollister is Executive Director of the Data Transparency Coalition. He's with Tom at the Government Performance Summit in Washington now. Tom?
Thank you, Emily. And Hudson, great to have you on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And so let me ask you the first question about what you'll be talking about today, and that is that data improves performance. But I guess, strictly speaking, data doesn't do anything except be data.
That's right. That's right. And quick correction, it's tomorrow, so don't all stampede to the AGA Summit. Well, actually, do stampede to the AGA Summit today because it's great stuff here. But the answer to your question, is you can't improve what you can't measure. And without consistent data, there is simply no way to measure. And that's where we've been stuck. The federal government has all this information about what it's spending and how programs are performing. But without consistent data standards, there was no way to bring it together.
All right. So I guess the question then for the average program manager, how good is the data he or she gets?
Well, sometimes it's very, very good, but that's in those instances where agencies put a lot of time and money into fixing and massaging their information so that they can track it. The whole intent of the Data Act, which became law last year and which our coalition worked to pass, was that this should happen on the front end. The federal government should use consistent data standards for all the information that it compiles about spending so that all those efforts aren't as necessary.
All right, so I guess there's external data and internal data, and there are a lot of data sets that the government publishes that it collects about different industries and so forth, but your coalition is focused mainly more on spending information than it is on the open data that is put out for people to build apps with and that kind of thing.
Well, we do want to work on all of the above, Tom, but we started with spending because spending is what's for dinner. Spending is crucial. If you can track the government's spending information, you can connect it to most other things.
All right, so how good is the government's spending information? I mean, I guess most people's experiences is pretty hard to get at.
Well, it is pretty hard to get at, and the fundamental problem is that until now, until the implementation of the Data Act, we didn't have consistent identification codes for grantees, for contractors, for programs, not even for agencies.
So the implication is that the government itself doesn't even have a way of looking across what it's doing, even though program by program you might have very good data.
You might have very good data program by program, but until the Data Act passed a year ago, it was nobody's job to figure out how we would identify these things across the whole complicated structure of the executive branch.
All right, so tell us what's going on with the Data Act as you understand it right now. Where are we in toward the ultimate nirvana here?
We're never going to get to nirvana, Tom, but the Data Act does impose a deadline. It passed on May, it was enacted on May 9th, 2014, and set a deadline of May 9th, 2015, which is this Saturday, for the adoption of new consistent data standards for all the spending information. I don't think they're going to announce it on Saturday, but I do think you can look for more information from Treasury and OMB about how all of federal spending information is going to be organized in the future.
Well, who's supposed to do all of this?
Well, Treasury and OMB have to set up what the data standards are, and then there's a two-year period during which agencies will start reporting all that information using the standards.
So how does that happen? There's a standard here. I've got my accounting system. How does this all get operationalized?
One of the great things about data standards is that you don't need to change your systems to use them. As long as your system can do an export in Microsoft Excel, it's possible to do a translation. So we'll be looking for guidance from Treasury and OMB about that transformation over the next 2 years now that we have the standards. And preliminary versions are published. If you go to their GitHub site, Federal Spending Transparency GitHub, just do a search, you will find the standards that Treasury and OMB are planning to impose.
All right, so for people outside in the public, say, at what point can they enter this whole data stream and find out what's going on?
Well, for the public, what really is crucial is when the standards are in place and the agencies are reporting the information, then it all gets published perhaps on the existing usaspending.gov website.
All right, and have you had any role in the coalition? What's your role been in this whole process?
Obnoxious gadfly. No, actually, we're doing everything we can to encourage the supporters of data standards at Treasury, at OMB, at GSA, because this is a very big job.
We're speaking with Hudson Hollister. He's executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. But doesn't industry have long experience with this kind of thing? I mean, isn't this something that could be just gotten off the shelf?
It can't exactly be gotten off the shelf because, as you know really well, and as folks here at the Government Performance Summit know, federal accounting is different from private sector accounting. We've got this strange modified accrual accounting, and the financial systems and the program performance and the budget reports, grants and contracts, until now, all those things have been different professions. The government's a strange beast.
So these are all stovepipes of information, you might say.
That's right. Not just stovepipes, but different roles within agencies and different systems at Treasury, at OMB, at GSA, all collecting information that's related, but until now, until the adoption of consistent standards, totally separate.
So once Data Act, let's presume or imagine that it's in place and everybody's exporting their Microsoft Excel spreadsheets to some standard.
That's the nirvana you're talking about.
Yeah, so let's just presume nirvana. What can I, as a program person, do now that I could not do before?
Imagine if you could make decisions about grants and contracts. Let's take grants, for example. Imagine if you could see a prospective grantee's entire history at the payment-by-payment level, all of the other interactions that entity has had, not just with your agency, but with all agencies.
And so, yeah, looking at it across government, what can OMB, would they be able to do that they can't do now?
Imagine being able to take a federal appropriations law with all those thousands of line items and seeing how each line item fit into Treasury's 45,000 different accounts and then tracking that into the agency obligation and disbursement process and tracking it all the way to the last sub-subcontractor. The information's out there now. The technology to standardize all that and follow the flow of money and then connect it to performance is out there now. The trouble up until now has been it's been nobody's job. That's what the Data Act changes.
Now, a few years ago when there was the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, there were 600, 700, nobody knows how many hundreds of billions of dollars went out. None of this was in place then.
That's
and
right.
As far as we can tell, there's no road you can point to. There's a few things you can point to that were built by that. But do you feel that it will ever be known how effective that spending was?
I think the Recovery Act showed the way forward because under the Recovery Act for the first time, we had consistent standards no matter which agency.
I mean, it had its own tracking apparatus.
It had its own tracking mechanism, and that mechanism is what the Data Act is based on. So even we might have some mysteries about the Recovery Act, but they're less than what we have about regular federal spending as a whole.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen in the next 12 months now? From Saturday when the standards would have been published.
Well, we've got a lot to go on. Treasury and OMB have been very transparent about their standardization process. They've been publishing the draft standards on the GitHub site. If you just do a search for Federal Spending Transparency GitHub, you will find it. One challenge is that it looks as though they're going to stick with the DUNS number to identify grantees and contractors. That's proprietary. That is going to make it more difficult to make the information public. The AGA and the Data Transparency Coalition will be co-hosting the Data Act Summit June 9th on Capitol Hill, June 10th at the Washington Convention Center. So we're bringing everybody to that, and we'll be working with the agencies over the next couple of years to try to bring them alongside to implement these standards.
What is the cost to the government just to get onto that detail of the DUNS number to be able to use that in tracking systems for contractors?
Well, there will be. And to transform all of these systems from the current use of the DUNS number, which is proprietary, you've got to pay Dun & Bradstreet in order to analyze that information. There will be some upfront costs, but the benefit of having the information fully available with a non-proprietary identifier to identify each grantee and contractor, that means insights can be built on insights. That means analytics can be deployed. That means media organizations like yours, private sector transparency advocates, they can use that information without having to purchase a license.
But in the grand scale of things, wouldn't it be still less expensive for the government to just pay Dun & Bradstreet some fraction of a cent per use of a DUN number versus establishing a whole new federal numbering system, which you and I know would be 50 years in the establishment?
Fortunately, a numbering system already exists. It's called the Legal Entity Identifier, and it's being used in financial regulation. It's flexible enough to be implemented for federal spending as well.
All right, is that part of the Data Act, or that's just you're hoping that's an auxiliary process?
The LEI has been it's been a project at the Treasury Department since before the Data Act. Coincidentally, our coalition's also pursuing legislation in Congress for financial regulation to standardize all that, all the information that's collected by financial regulators. Maybe we'll be back here talking about that next year.
All right, and a final question on the public view of all of this data, which partly your organization is all about. You know, there's been some recent surveys saying, well, people aren't all that interested in federal data. What's your sense of whether those surveys really tell us anything that's important for the government to be doing in terms of making this data out there?
We can't track the interest of citizens in federal spending by tracking the page views at usaspending.gov. I think that the importance of federal spending information goes far beyond whether folks are visiting that website or not. If the information is put out there, if news organizations can use it, if Congress is using it to make appropriations decisions, if it's getting into the information ecosystem, then it benefits our society and it benefits our democracy.
All right. Hudson Hollister is Executive Director of the Data Transparency Coalition. As always, great having you on.
Thanks, Tom.